Hi, this is Stefan Gross with another Country Blues Guitar Workshop. Of all the blues singers that were rediscovered during the folk revival that occurred during the 1960s, Mississippi John Hurt was without doubt the most popular and most loved. His songs and guitar style had already captured the hearts of many folk singers of the 1950s. Tunes like Lewis Collins, Spike Driver's Moan, and Candyman were standards in the folk clubs throughout America and Europe. Tom Hoskins, a guitar player from Washington, D.C., who was also a friend of Ed Denson and John Fahey's, followed the words of John Hurt's 1920s recording, Avalon Blues, and traveled down to Avalon, Mississippi in search of this legendary figure. After a little inquiring, he soon found his way to John Hurt's sharecropper's house, and John's first rediscovered recordings were carried out. John Hurt's music had changed little over 40 years. His guitar style and arrangements were almost exactly the same. His rediscovery brought a new repertoire of beautiful songs for the guitar and music-playing world. Here is one of John's most popular songs that he performed widely after his rediscovery. It's called I'm Satisfied and Tickled Too.
I'm satisfied, tickled too, old enough to marry you. I'm satisfied, it's gonna bring you back. I'm satisfied, tickled too, old enough to marry you. I'm satisfied, it's gonna bring you back. Waste in the country, been in town. I'm a total old shaker from a neighbor on down. I'm satisfied, it's gonna bring you back. I'm satisfied, tickled too, old enough to marry you. I'm satisfied, it's gonna bring you back. I pull my dress to my knees. I give my total load to who I please. I'm satisfied, it's gonna bring you back. I'm satisfied, tickled too, old enough to marry you. I'm satisfied, it's gonna bring you back.
That's I'm Satisfied by Mississippi John Hurt, and it certainly brought back a lot of fond memories for me. John recorded that in late 1960s, and he was staying with me in New York City, and in fact, for the recording sessions, he was using my guitar. Good memories for that. Well, let's go back now to 1928, when John first found his way into a recording studio, into the OK recording studios, and here's his version of Candyman.
Ladies all gather round, that good sweet candy man's in town. It's the candy man, it's the candy man. He got stick candy just 9 8 long. He sells his fast to hog and chew his cone. It's the candy man, it's the candy man. She always takes a candy stick to bed. It's the candy man, it's the candy man. Don't stand close to the candy man. He'll need a big candy sticker in your hand. It's the candy man. It's the candy man.
John Hurt doing his version of Candyman during the late 1920s, and you probably heard this is a different version than the one usually associated with the playing of Reverend Gary Davis, or for that matter, the hit single that Sammy Davis Jr. had a few years back, also called Candyman. Well, John Hurt had a lovely manner and a lovely way of singing all of his songs, and in fact, he was usually called a songster and not a bluesman. He had a way of singing songs like Candyman in a way that almost made them sound like a child's lullaby. Let's have a listen to him doing a tune called Coffee Blues. In this tune, he begins by referring to a brand of coffee called Maxwell House Coffee.
This is the coffee blues I like, a certain brand, Maxwell House. It's good till the last drop, just like it says on the can. I used to have a good, cooking a good Maxwell House. She moved away. Some said Memphis and some said Leland. But I found her and I wanted to cook me some good Maxwell House. I understand if I can get just a spoonful of Maxwell House, it'd be much good as two or three cups of this other coffee. I've got to go to Memphis, from there to Leland. I want to see my babe. Bottle loving spoon, bottle loving spoon, spoon. Well, I've just got to have my loving. I found her. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am. Just a loving spoon, just a loving spoonful. I was glad I got to have my. What a loving spoon. My baby packed a suitcase and she went away. I couldn't let her stay for my loving spoonful. Well, I've just got to have my loving. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am, just a loving spoon. Just a loving spoonful. Well, I've just got to have my loving. Oh, the preacher in the pulpit jumping up and down. He laid his Bible down for his loving. Ain't Michael's house all right?
That was Coffee Blues by Mississippi John Hurt, and sure enough, Maxwell House sure tastes good sometimes. You may have heard the expression Lovin' Spoonful in that tune, and John Sebastian, who formed the group called the Lovin' Spoonful, was very, very friendly with John Hurt. In fact, performed with John quite a lot. He was playing harmonica while John Hurt was playing the guitar. Well, let's go back and finish our show now with the tune that John Hurt recorded in 1928 that gave Tom Hoskin his clue of where to find him. Here's Avalon Blues.
I didn't New York this morning, just about half past nine. Out in New York this morning, just about half past nine. Thought of my mama and Alvin, couldn't hardly keep from crying. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty mamas in Avalon, want me there all the time. Kisses and waving at me. When the train left Allen, throwing kisses and waving at me. Just come back, Daddy, and stay right here with me. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Put in mamas in Avalon, you sure will spin your chain. Good town, but it's not for mine. New York's a good town, but it's not for mine. Went back to Allen, yeah, where I put him on all the time.
Mississippi John Hurt with his 1928 recording of Avalon Blues, and thank goodness he recorded that in 1928 so Tom Hoskins was able to follow up his clues and rediscover John Hurt.